The Buddha, I am. Maitreya is my name. Kindness is my flame, and it consumes all shame, never leaving you the same. My beloved, a cycle has turned. The earth will never be the same. For there are sufficient numbers of people in embodiment all over this planet who have embodied a sufficient level of the kindness, the flame of kindness that I am. They have been often mercilessly attacked by those who have embodied some shade of the fallen consciousness instead of one of the flames of God. But they have responded with kindness, one of the 144 shades of kindness, as they were able to embody it. And this indeed has been accelerated by this vigil to the decrees to the seven rays, which, even though we have not announced it with great fanfare, is a significant dispensation. Christ light is the cure. Of this I am sure. But are you equally sure? Most human beings are not, for the simple reason that the aim of the fallen beings who rebelled against God and embodied the serpentine consciousness has been to divide you in yourself with the poison of doubt, so that you doubt that Christ's light truly is the cure that can cure all ailments on earth. The Christ light is everywhere and in everyone. Without him was not anything made that was made. So the Christ light has the potential to rise up and throw off the shackles of the fallen consciousness. Yet for this to happen in you, you must be sure, as Jesus demonstrated that he was sure when he healed the sick, rose up the dead, cast out the evil spirits, walked on the water, transformed the water into wine, and performed these other feats that demonstrated that the Christ light has mastery over matter, because matter is made out of the Christ light. And that which is made out of the Christ light can accelerate beyond any lower manifestation and manifest a matrix that comes through the sacred geometry of the Christ mind. The Christ light in you can throw off the shackles of the human consciousness and the fallen consciousness, and the ego consciousness, and any other consciousness that exists on earth. But it can only do so if you are sure. And this, of course, is the existential problem, as they say. For how can you be sure that the Christ light is the cure when you look at everything through a filter that is colored by the consciousness of Antichrist, the consciousness of division and separation. So many people have looked at the Christ through that filter and come up with an image of Christ that has nothing to do with the reality of Christ, as witnessed very clearly by the development of the Christian religion and its willingness to even kill in the name of Christ. Kill and torture its own members in the name of Christ, which had only the effect, as Jesus said, of splitting the soul. Do you realize that the very church that claimed to represent Jesus on earth was guilty of countless murders and tortures that split the soul? And they thought they did it in the name of Christ. So how can you be sure that Christ's light is the cure when you do not see the Christ's light as is pure, but only see a mirage? You see that there is something moving behind the curtain, as in those theaters where you have a white sheet with the light behind it and you see the shadows of puppets moving behind. You see through a glass darkly. How can you ever be sure? You see, my beloved, there is a common misunderstanding among many spiritual students that we of the Ascended Masters are seeking to bring forth some ultimate teaching, but no teaching formulated in words can make you sure. For any teaching formulated in words can be counteracted by a false teaching formulated in words. And thus, the serpentine mind can sow doubt about any teaching as witnessed by the illustration of Eve and the serpent, where he just needed to insert one word, "Thou shalt not surely die." And then there was doubt. She was not sure because she did not believe she would surely die. So what is the key? How can you be sure? Only when you experience the Christ light. And at first, you cannot experience it in yourself. So you must experience it in someone else, someone who has embodied it and become the open door for it. That is why Jesus took embodiment. That is why we have in various ways attempted to give people that experience of the Christ light, which you can experience also through our dictations, but not exclusively through our dictations, for it manifests in many ways, and they are not all openly spiritual or given by spiritual gurus or teachings. You may even encounter people in seemingly ordinary situations in life who can be at least temporarily the open door for an expression of Christ's light. But then your job is to take in that Christ's light, to accept it into your being, and to keep using it as a frame of reference when you encounter the fallen consciousness, so that you are pulled back into oneness, seeking oneness with the light. And then you can gradually build that momentum that brings you to that point where now you are sure. You do not even need to declare that you are sure. For you know within that you are sure. And that you stand upon the rock of Christ, and you cannot be moved by the rains and the winds of the fallen consciousness, or by the subtle temptations of the serpent. You continue to move forward according to your vision, for you have, as Mother Mary said, regained and reclaimed your inner sense. Your inner sense of what is Christ's reality that does not depend on anything outer, including an outer teaching or religion or science or political party philosophy. Nothing in this world will make you sure. Look at those who have attempted to elevate some religion to this ultimate status and see where it has gotten them. Let me explain to you the effect of what has been talked about by other masters of the fallen consciousness in your being. Words can be used to argue for or against any point. When you focus on words instead of the word, you will be divided. For the faculty of your mind that deals with words is the analytical, intellectual, linear mind. It uses words to make distinctions between various forms in the world of form, and this is perfectly legitimate. But the serpentine mind takes advantage of this useful ability and turns it into a trap. How can you know whether you are affected by the fallen consciousness? By observing yourself and seeing how often you are trapped in these situations where your mind keeps going around and around, arguing for or against this. I shouldn't have done that. I should have said that instead of what I said. This person did something wrong. This person said that. This teaching is not right. You are seeking to use words to argue for or against any point. This is the effect that a serpentine mind has. It causes you to doubt, and you frantically seek with the mind to come up with some ultimate argument that no one can defeat, that no one can reject, that no one can cast doubt upon. My beloved, those of us who have been an embodiment in a sphere as dense as planet Earth know that it seems very alluring, very tempting, that if you have some superior teaching, if you have the Christ light, if you have a connection to the ascended masters, you should be able to come up with some ultimate argument. But it cannot be done with words. There is no ultimate argument. There is no ultimate teaching. Christ light is the cure. For when you are in the Christ light, experiencing the Christ light, when the Christ light is your frame of reference, you are sure that this is reality. And you are also sure that no matter what argument anyone might come up with for or against a certain point, it is not ultimate reality, for nothing expressed in words can be ultimate reality. If you seek to find surety through words, you will never be sure. Only the light will make you sure. Only through oneness, through experiencing the light, will you know for sure what is true, what is real, what is light and what is not light. So be willing to observe yourself and see when the mind starts these loops, and when the mind goes into this mode of presenting you with a problem and projecting that you have to solve it. There is no problem on earth that can be solved through the analytical mind. This is one of the lies projected by the fallen beings, heavily reinforced by modern science, but existing long before science entered the scenario on earth. Words cannot resolve any problems or conflicts or disagreements. Only the light can bring resolution. Only the light can bring the solution to end the confusion. What can you do then when you observe that your mind is going round and round in these endless loops? Well, certainly you can realize that you have energy of a lower vibration accumulated in your four lower bodies, and you can use the decrees and tools we have given to begin to dissolve it so that you lessen the pull on the mind. But beyond that, you can appeal to us, the Ascended Masters, Jesus, Mother Mary, Gabriel, Raphael, Maitreya, Gautama, any master that appeals to you, any master that is close to your heart. Appeal to us to help you transcend the loops of the mind, the frantic analytical mind. Appeal to us to help you step outside of the mind loop, the closed trap of the mind, the serpent swallowing its own tail, that you may experience the Christ light that is the cure, and then be willing to open yourself, be willing to look beyond all these statements with words that you think are some ultimate truth or some ultimate teaching. Be willing to look at yourself and catch yourself when you find yourself arguing about some element of a spiritual teaching. Perhaps even using an ascended master teaching to argue with someone else about some point that has no ultimate significance for your own ascension, but only keeps you from your ascension because it keeps you trapped in the endless loop of the mind. Be willing to catch yourself and then make the decision. Ah, there's the mind doing its thing again. But I am not the mind, I am more than the mind, and thus I will reach up to my spiritual teacher and say, show me the way. Show me the way out of the fray of this endless mind that can never be kind, so the truth I may find and no longer be blind, blinded by the mind that can never be refined to become the Christ light that I am. The mind will never be raised up so it can enter heaven. The mind thinks that if it can find some ultimate teaching, some ultimate solution, then it will be acceptable in the eyes of God. But you will not enter the wedding feast unless you put on the wedding garment. And you will not put on the wedding garment through the mind, no matter how sophisticated you might become. As the scribes and Pharisees thought that their sophistication of knowing the scriptures had qualified them to enter the kingdom. And what did Jesus say? Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father will ye do. For he was a murderer from the beginning, seeking to murder innocence, the innocence of oneness with Christ that can never be attained through the mind, for the mind can only deal with divisions, and therefore it must raise up some argument over another. And you cannot enter oneness with Christ by seeking to put down another form of life and raising yourself up in comparison to them. For in Christ, all are one, and there is no value of lesser or more. It is time. It is time in Earth's history that the serpentine consciousness be exposed. And this shall be done in the cycles of time. For cycles have turned, and nothing will ever be the same. Maitreya, I am. I hold the office of the cosmic Christ for the earth. Thus I have the authority to declare, based on the number of people embodying the flame of kindness, that the cycle where the fallen ones have been allowed to direct their unkindness towards the holy innocent has come to an end. And thus there will be a new release of light to flush out into the open those who have an unkind intent, an evil intent to destroy and put down innocence itself. Innocence is the only thing that can open up the door to the kingdom of heaven. And where is the door? Where is the kingdom? Did he not say the kingdom of God is within? The door to the kingdom is within the inner sense of oneness. The mind can never be one. The core of your being, the conscious you, can be one, for it is out of the one. And thus, when you know this, your victory is sure, for you actually know that beyond the Christ-like being the cure, the Christ-like is the cure because it enables you, empowers you to see that the disease was never real, but you are real. And I, Maitreya, am real. My son Jesus Christ is real. Mother Mary is real. Astraea is real. Master Moore is real. Saint Germain is real. Hilarion is real. We are all real. And thus we can all be that frame of reference that can allow you to step outside your own mind and therefore be sure of what is real. We are here always. Make use of us if you will. If you will not, then I trust that the school of Hard Knocks will give you the experience you desire until you have had enough of it and desire you want more than this. What a joy it is for us to see the many people who over the years, now almost 10 years, have been touched by the Ask Real Jesus website and the teachings we have released there. Surely it has gone through many different stages, speaking to different levels of consciousness. Surely many have come only to reject and refute, but still receiving an opportunity to go beyond the closed loop of their own minds. For surely, even though no teaching can give an ultimate argument, a teaching can have a transcendental quality. That means it can open the mind to experiencing the Christ light from within. And surely, the teachings we have given on our websites and the books have that quality, which is why they are sponsored by us and why we will continue to release further teachings through this messenger and his divine companion. Life on earth is not a goal in itself. It is merely a phase where you learn to recognize the difference between the mirages of the serpentine consciousness and the reality of Christ, the reality of oneness. Thus, I, Maitreya, extend to you an opportunity. My seed syllable is mime. M-I-A-M, as you would spell it with the Western alphabet. Mime. You may use this, if you will, as a mantra, so that every time you catch your mind going around in its loop, you start silently repeating this mantra, or perhaps reciting it, chanting it aloud. And whenever you use this mantra, this sound, I will be there to offer you a frame of reference from beyond your mind. For I will give you a piece of my mind, as they say. Thus I seal you in the flame of kindness that I am. My.